In many cases, smaller private colleges are, at least on paper, more expensive than state schools, but in fact, families end up paying much less than the advertised price, something they don't often know. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project says one Virginia college has decided to state its costs more clearly.
This story is by Sharon Hanosky, a reporter with the News in Advance in Lynchburg, about a local school, Randolph College, which many may remember as Randolph-Macon Women's College, which is now co-educational. They're doing something that seems a trend. More private colleges, which tend to have a pricier price tag on them, they're actually dropping their tuition 35%. The tuition will go from $40,500 to $25,000. The reason for this is that many private colleges, while they have a very high tuition, couple that with some very generous financial aid that brings the actual price that most families pay much lower.
Now, the goal here, David, is for parents to know what they are likely to pay, and even more important, to know it before they've made a decision on where to send their kids to school.
President of Randolph College, Bradley Bateman, said he's been trying to do this for years. His board has resisted it, but they've come along to realize that they may be losing out on a number of students who don't quite understand. People don't pay the full amount. They look at the price and they never even consider Randolph College. But Bateman says they're going to stop playing that game and be more straightforward with the actual cost of Randolph College.
So they're lowering their tuition, David, but since not many people pay the stated tuition anyway, at the bottom line, it really will not, to any great extent, harm the college's cash flow.
Right, and so we'll see if other colleges follow suit, but for now, Randolph College in Lynchburg is leading the effort to come up with a posted tuition and total cost that actually reflects what parents pay.
Our next story is about a state law that limits the taxes counties can collect from commercial tenants in buildings owned by nonprofit foundations. David, it's something that affects quite a few counties in the state, and Montgomery County is formally asking the General Assembly to change it.
Yeah, this story is by Jan Ranebo with the Roanoke Times, and it's about the relationship between Montgomery County and Virginia Tech. The university, of course, is a huge economic engine for Montgomery County, but the Board of Supervisors are taking issue with the way the university's foundation is investing money in commercial property that's not taxed at the full rate. The supervisors noted that because it's owned by Virginia Tech Foundation, which is a nonprofit, the tax revenue from this building would be only one quarter of what it would be to the county if it had been built by a private developer. The Virginia Tech Foundation president is quoted as a story as saying they're going to try to work and try to be good partners with Montgomery County. But we'll see how this plays out in the General Assembly next winter.
The foundation says it's willing to discuss making payments to the county in lieu of full taxation. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.